From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. This week, a special surprise will pop up on Main Street in downtown Salt Lake City. 8 artist-inspired gardens will pop up between South Temple and 300 South. The gardens kick off LDS General Conference weekend and run through Mother's Day. We'll be talking today with Kristen Beck, the Director of Urban Activation at the Downtown Alliance, about the purposes behind these pop-up garden parks on our Main Street. Why is the Downtown Alliance building parks on Main Street, and what do we hope to accomplish from this unique urban intervention? All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance, joined today by my very good friend and colleague, Kristen Beck. Kristen, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jason. It's great to be here.
Kristen is the Director of Urban Activation for the Downtown Alliance, and she is working now on a very cool project. The second year that we've done this project, the Garden Stroll on Main. Parks pop up on Main. Kristen, can you give listeners who may not have seen the Garden Stroll last year an idea of what it is?
Well, Jason, it's a lovely, surprising element that comes onto Main Street that is generated by local artists. So we provide an 8-foot by 20-foot platform for artists to build up a park of their choosing.
They get to decide.
They get to decide the design. They're all selected by a committee, mm-hmm. but it's their design. So they're all different. And last year there were 5, and this year there will be 8, extending from South Temple to 3rd South.
Cool. So all along Main Street, 8 little pop-up parks, if you will.
Yes.
22 feet by 8 feet. So you said that artists, and it's cool that you're using artists and not just the Downtown Alliance designing these, which would be interesting, but it'd probably be a lot of cornhole, I'm guessing, if we were in charge. So the artists design them. Are there elements that are important to you? Are there things that you ask the artists to do as part of the pop-up parks on Main Street?
Yes, well, they are supposed to be mini parks. So we really like to have elements of seating, some greenscape, and play.
So something interactive.
Yes, that's preferred. But often it could just be a park-like setting. So if you're walking down Main Street and it's mostly grayscape, yeah. All of a sudden you're confronted with a lovely seating area with plantings and perhaps an element of play.
An element of play. I like that it's open-ended because that gives artists a lot of creative flexibility. In terms of what does that look like? What does the play look like?
Right. I think that's really important from an artistic perspective to yeah. have that kind of flexibility,
yeah.
for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I think that's right. So the parks are being built today. Official opening day is tomorrow, Friday. And I don't want to give anything away because I want people to go and see the parks. Are there any elements of the parks this year that you're particularly excited about?
Yes, there are. Without giving too much away, I think there is a solar element that I'm...
You can say that. That's cool.
Yeah, I think so. I think that doesn't give too much away that I'm really excited about. And then also in another park, there's a sort of game that relies on the visitors, their balance, their skills of balance.
Wow. Is this like Man on a Wire where the guy walked between the World Trade Center towers?
Not quite.
Oh, all right. So hopeful.
That would be really cool.
The dramatic element.
Right.
Okay, so a balance element, some solar elements. Last year, 5 parks, each so different. I mean, really, I think reflecting the personalities of the artists. One of the ones I particularly liked was under the Main Street Bridge, and the flowers and the shrubbery communicated with passerbys. So you'd be walking along and the little flower would turn to you and shout something out to you. and then get into a conversation with other flowers that would all move. I know this sounds, it sounds like something out of either a really bad LSD trip or a children's TV show, or maybe
right, it sort of sounds like Alice in Wonderland.
It kind of
to
does
me.
A little, but it was cool because these flowers would have these conversations and talk back to each other, and it was triggered by movement. Somehow there were sensors built into this pop-up park, and it was triggered by movement. That was really unexpected, and I think that's sort of what one of the things you may be going for with this is that there's something unusual that you don't normally see on a city street.
I love the sense of surprise, I think, that these parks bring. I mean, you'll have several people who are constantly on Main Street, walking Main Street at lunch or on their way to work, and one day they'll be on their normal traditional track, and all of a sudden there is this lovely park.
Cool little park.
Right. Yeah. It's almost like, it's an element of surprise sort of that just happens in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know, this is a very familiar place to a lot of people, and to just add some bit of surprise like that, I think that's really important.
Well, and it's easy to kind of get stuck in a rut where you just see the same scenery, the same thing every single day. I think one element of what's cool about traveling is you go to another city and suddenly everything's new and you appreciate things so much more than you might in your own city. In some ways, this is like you're bringing this element of surprise into familiar ground for people who work downtown or live downtown or frequent downtown all the time. There's another group of people, though, that you're interested in, and that is people who may be coming downtown. They may only come down for certain religious reasons at Temple Square, or, you know, there are visitors to downtown. Can you talk a little bit about the interactive element and the relationship between Temple Square and the rest of Main Street and how these gardens might play a role in encouraging people to walk from Temple Square down the rest of Main Street?
Right. That's exactly right. So the fact that they start at South Temple and there will be a few around City Creek Mall, there's maps that will be at each park that show where other parks are down the way to 300 South. So I think that in and of itself will encourage people to explore more of what is on Main Street, mm-hmm. some of our more cool and, you know, quirky aspects of what you might find on Main Street.
Yeah. It's Main Street to me always feels like the most like big city street that we have, because it does have a lot of pedestrian traffic. It's where most of the large office towers are located. Lots of cool restaurants, galleries, other spaces that you can't find in a suburban community. There's not a lot of Bed Baths and Beyond with large parking lots on Main Street.
That's right. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with Bed Bath and Beyond. I think we have several bath mats that came from there in our home. But it's nice that there's a distinction and a difference in downtown, and Main Street seems to encapsulate that, as it should. I mean, I think there's a reason that the Main Street of Capital City has a different feel than even other streets in downtown Salt Lake City.
Right. And, you know, I've watched the vibrancy of Main Street increase over the last 10 years, and it's really encouraging to me, and encouraging to people who want to do business downtown as well.
Yeah. We've seen, I know, a huge uptick in the number of businesses who have relocated, and many of them have come to Main Street. I've told the story before where when I first got the job at the Downtown Alliance about 8 years ago, I was walking down Main Street, and City Creek Center was a big hole in the ground. There was the McKay Jewelers that's, I think, been there since the 1950s. There was Edinburgh Castle and the TP Gallery and Sam Weller Books and Bambara, and there was like not a lot else. There wasn't much else going on Main Street. And now it is packed. It's vibrant. It's dynamic. There's probably 2 dozen, 3 dozen retail restaurants. And obviously the parks are designed to help draw people from one end of the street to the other and get people exploring a little bit more.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about urban interventions in the city center. The Parks Pop-Up on Main Street Garden Stroll is just one element of the work that Kristen does. We're going to be talking about how we transform Utah's capital city into an urban oasis through unexpected experiences, art, and cultural happenings. We will be back after these messages. We are back. You're listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. This is a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm joined today by my dear friend and colleague, Kristen Beck. Kristen is the Director of Urban Activation at the Downtown Alliance, which isn't a job that your seventh grade guidance counselor may have picked out for anyone. It's a little bit of a subset. In some ways, Kristen, really, you have created this job. I mean, this is something that I think has kind of been built around your interests and your skill set and your contributions at the Alliance. Maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the other projects that you work on to help enliven downtown Salt Lake City in addition to the garden stroll on Main Street.
Sure, of course.
So holiday lighting is a big one. You took that project over a few years ago. And maybe just if you could talk a little bit about why do we light up downtown for the holidays? What's the motive for that? How do you make decisions about that? What's the strategy behind putting holiday lights on multiple city streets through the downtown area?
First and foremost, I just think it's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice. It's pretty.
It's so pretty.
Yeah.
You know, the business owners and the residents, it's something that they truly appreciate. It's one of the things that the Downtown Alliance does for that demographic. Mm-hmm. And to take away a little bit from, well, I guess to make it a little more utilitarian, they sort of expect that from the Downtown Alliance.
Sure.
A. B, we get tons of visitors around the holidays, and it is the holiday season, and I think that they come downtown and expect that lighting.
Yeah.
There's phenomenal lighting at Temple Square that's a huge drive for a lot of visitors, and so to spread that out throughout the downtown area, I think that's very important.
Yeah. Many people may not know this, that the actually coordinated holiday lighting was the reason the Downtown Alliance was founded 25 years ago. That business owners and property owners said, well, we should get together and figure out our color scheme. And that was sort of their original genesis in a lot of ways of what the Downtown Alliance was founded to do. You make specific choices when you do this holiday lighting because we can't do it for every street. We can't do it through all of downtown. But you pick very specific locations that you want to light for different reasons. And maybe just briefly talk a little bit about the strategy, because people might not know there is a strategy for holiday lighting, but there really is. I mean, I when I think about it, I'm like, okay, Main Street's obvious.
Right.
Because you want to have Main Street.
Right. I think Third South is very important because of the retail element there. And
yep.
I mean, most of those businesses are very, very local. And Third South gets a lot of traffic, so I think that would be expected.
Yeah. In terms of pedestrian walkability, the way I always tell people to walk through downtown is either on Main Street because it's more visually interesting, it's shade in the summer, it's beautifully lit in the winter, and then Broadway with the interventions and the improvements of parking and the local businesses. Broadway is the way I always tell people to try and go back and forth. You know, we try to do First South so that Cafe Molise and that little pocket of businesses there get some lighting. The other element, of course, is where is their power, because there's not power throughout all of downtown. So
right.
You can't magically make lights appear on a tree if there's no electrical source.
That's true.
But those are, I think, some of the things that have factored into your decisions. You also have been in charge for many years of the arts and craft market at the farmers market, which I think people just think of the farmers market as one giant monolithic cornucopia of fruits and vegetables, but it actually offers much more than that. You have managed the music performances at the market and the arts and craft market for many years. And maybe just talk a little bit about why art and craft matters, why that's important, an important element for the market, and then you know, what you're thinking about when you're booking music for the farmers market.
Right. I started booking music before I started managing the art and craft market. I started booking music in 2008. And at the time, I think we just had a canopy.
Yeah. we sometimes do things a little bit on the cheap. We're trying to figure it out.
So typically around that time, we were looking for bands that would sort of capture the feel of the market. Often it was bluegrass or blues, some jazz. So that I started, I migrated away, I think, from hiring the same bands every year. I think that was a very I think that was happening a lot at that time, so I tried to really mix that up. And now we have a flatbed trailer for a stage.
We've really graduated.
We've really come a long
it's
way.
It's kind of an antique flatbed trailer. It's not the newest model.
It truly is.
Yeah.
It truly is. And the choice of music has really become a lot more dynamic. And you know, we still like to throw a bluegrass band in there or two, but I like to stretch it a little bit more across genre.
Yeah. And for what purpose?
Mostly just for access.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people who come to the market and maybe they don't really know Holy Water Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know much about Holy, and I go to the market. I'm sort of committed to the farmer's market.
Right.
But
yes,
I had not heard a lot about Holy Water Buffalo.
Right. So. They've played once, the Polka Dots. So I do try to mix that up a little bit, just mostly because we have a lot of really good local music here. And I think the exposure at the market is excellent.
That's a great way
To get their name out.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's also a very vibrant arts and crafts element to the market. Just like you jury the submissions for the garden stroll, this is a juried market to get into. Artists and craftspeople submit samples of their work. But how many artists do we typically have at the market? And what are sort of the criteria that you use for deciding which artists we'll have down at the market? Because it's hard to get into.
Yeah, it is. You know, we typically get over 200 applicants, and there are really only 92 spots at most each week for artists. So we can select about 150, and then they'll rotate through.
Because some people can't do it every week.
That's right.
Yeah. What are you looking for when you're making a decision about an artist at the farmer's market? What are the things that are the most relevant or important? Is it price point? Is it unusualness? Is it, you know, true craftsmanship? Is it local? What are the elements that you think are important for what makes that art market unique?
First and foremost, they have to be local Utah artists. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's mostly about aesthetic, but also we want the art to be accessible for the patrons of the market, and also we want the market to be successful for the artist.
Right. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Correct.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a little bit subjective, but you're looking for art that will resonate with the crowds, with the sort of demographic that attends the farmer's market.
That's right. And we really want the artist to feel like it's a success for them too.
Of course. Otherwise they won't want to keep coming back and paying us their $25 a week.
Precisely.
I wanted to talk a little bit about what you see in the future. What do you see as the next things that you'd like to work on in terms of urban intervention once you get through the opening of the garden stroll tomorrow?
Boy, you know, that is a really good question. I am really pretty interested in placemaking projects, and I really like the idea of integrating art into those placemaking projects. Larger scale placemaking projects that might have an impact on our community, but that aren't necessarily permanent.
Mm-hmm. So a temporary installation, unusual. Maybe could you define a little bit for listeners who may— placemaking is a term that gets used a lot in urban planning.
It is.
What is placemaking, and what would a placemaking project be?
Well, typically placemaking is— it's created when you make a place. Typically, it's a pretty organic process, and quite often it really needs to reflect the soul of the community in which it happens, and it's got to have some community input as well. So, I mean, from a much like a 30,000 foot perspective, I think that's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
To get there, I think the dialogue has to be started with smaller, more temporal projects.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. As we conclude, I want to just go back to the garden stroll on Main, which is what we started out talking about, which I think candidly has been one of the most successful placemaking projects that the Downtown Alliance has ever done. And this is only the second year, but we had such incredibly positive feedback about it last year. People really loved it. They got into the spirit. It was an approachable way for people to understand art and artists in a, you know, in a floral sort of experience. Like, mm-hmm. you get to have this cool outdoor interactive experience in something an artist has created. And that's a different experience than going to a museum and looking at a painting or a sculpture. So last year, very successful, so much so that we received additional funding. We put more money into it to do something really cool this year. Where do you hope that this goes? Where do you hope that the Garden Stroll goes in 5 years? What would make it look successful to you?
I think if more street level retailers were more involved, mm-hmm. if we had a more vibrant street performer scene in downtown Salt Lake City, I think that could be helpful.
Yeah.
More of those types of things that are spontaneous. If we could bring some spontaneity to the program, I think that would encourage the kind of foot traffic and interest from our visitors and workers in downtown.
Yeah. Even if it's not truly spontaneous, if it seems spontaneous, that sometimes is the best we can get.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. Details about the Garden Stroll open all day, every day. It starts tomorrow, Friday, and goes until
Mother's Day.
Okay, so about
May
8th. 6 weeks?
It's almost 6 weeks.
Okay, very cool. Kristen, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Thanks. Yeah, I have to say this about you also, and I'm happy to have a public forum to say it. You're one of the hardest workers I know. You just go above and beyond in every occasion, and you're a little bit shy, and you don't always toot your own horn, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate working with you, and I'm really excited about the Garden Stroll and all the other awesome things that you contribute to our downtown.
Thank you, Jason.
You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. Don't forget to check out the Garden Stroll Parks pop-up on Main starting tomorrow and running through Mother's Day on Main Street between South Temple and 300 South.